Hi, welcome to Shine Care Ministries. I'm Minister Patricia, and today's message topic is a charge to keep. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:19, King James Version, BibleStudyTools.com. In this portion of scripture, in the book of Matthew, Jesus addresses those who were religious leaders, the scribes and Pharisees, who were putting burdens upon other people, do this and do this, but they were not doing things themselves. They didn't believe in Jesus, and they didn't also want others to be able to follow after Jesus. And Jesus was expressing the Beatitudes, and he was letting us know about blessed, you know, happy are those that, you know, are persecuted for righteousness' sake, and those who are peacemakers and the merciful, and so on. And he was speaking also to his disciples, and he was letting them know to not be like those who are the scribes and Pharisees. Do the things that are commanded for you to do, but don't do the things like they do. Don't be disobedient. Don't be rebellious against God. Hear what Jesus is saying to us. Receive him into our hearts and live for him. Now think about the testimony that Pastor Greg Laurie gave about how when he was converted as a young person around the age of 17, and this was during the Jesus movement, and how he was a young person, and even years and years later, and how he is preaching the gospel, and how sometimes a person may be looked at on the outer appearance, and a person, it may be thought, not you. You know, and so we have to understand when we have been given the charge to keep, when we have been given the message of the gospel, when Jesus is on the inside, he has charged us. His seed, his word is in our heart that we can be able to live for him and we can keep his commandments. We think about his commandments, love. Loves fulfilling of the law, and we can't do what he says. So it's not just saying don't do this and don't do this and don't do this, but think about what can we do instead of saying don't do. What are we to do? We are to love. We have to be merciful. We have to be compassionate. We have to be generous. We have to be kind. We have to be long-suffering. God is in us by his spirit that we can be able to live for him, that we can be able to do the things that he say, and that even when we may be treated cruelly or people may not understand us or may not care to know who we are as believers because they may want to live contrary or to be opposing or want to persecute, we can still walk in the love of God. We can be forgiving. We can be caring. We can be gentle. We can continue to do those right things because God is in us by his spirit, helping us to be able to do what he say. Let us continue to stay focused on the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's first to me. That's first to me. And it's also, I speak this to my brothers and sisters. Let us continue to look to Jesus and obey God's will. To God be the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.